be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Reverend Charles Adam, pastor of St. Thomas More Catholic Church of Coralville. He's the guest of the senator from Johnson, Senator Walz. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Laura Kiley.
Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we know that you are always with us. You guide us in the ways of justice and peace. Today we ask a special grace on all those who serve here in this legislative body. Bless those, our elected officials, with your divine guidance as they seek the common good. Grant them wisdom for difficult decisions and critical choices they must make. And give them a deep compassion for the citizens of Iowa, too often overlooked and underserved. May your presence, O Lord, fill this space and our hearts, inspiring us all to love all our sisters and brothers and to serve with humility and peace. We pray, O God, in your holy name. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Story, Senator Kornbach, seek the floor?
Would I be in order for an introduction, Mr. President?
You're in order, Senator.
Well, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, today we welcome the Achieving Maximum Potential group to the Senate. They're up there in the gallery. Wave and smile, guys. How are you? It's good to have them here. Achieving Maximum Potential, or AMP, as they are known, the Iowa Foster Care Youth Council is a statewide group that empowers teens aged 13 to 20 to reach their full potential for personal growth among foster and adopted youth. 13 council locations across Iowa teach life skills the youth need to become healthy, independent young adults. AMP provides peer-to-peer support, service learning projects, educational / vocational assistance, and leadership opportunities. Please join our AMP guests at their 2:30 press conference this afternoon on the first floor rotunda and hear our fine youth speak on the topics of their 2020 legislative agenda. Let's all welcome them right now.
For what purpose does the senator from Hardin, Senator Sweeney, seek the floor?
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
I would like to introduce everybody to Kaylee Kell. She's from Janesville, Wisconsin. She's attending Iowa State University, go State, and she is majoring in animal science. And I have met her down at Iowa State, and I was thrilled to hear that she wanted to come and job shadow today. And I told her, make sure you wear your flats because we usually run pretty fast around here. So could you please help me welcome Kaylee Kell to the Iowa Senate?
For what purpose does the senator from Warren, Senator Garrett, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for a point?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may have heard just recently that the unemployment rate in Iowa increased slightly in December. went from 2.6% to 2.7%, according to Iowa Workforce Development. The number of unemployed people went from 46,200 in November to 47,200 in December. However, the number of employed people increased from 1,711,700 in November to 1,716,100 in December. Looked at another way, the number of unemployed people went up by 1,000. The number of employed people went up by 4,400. So how can this be? Well, this is because the unemployment rate is a technical statistic that only includes people who are not working and who aren't looking for work. Able-bodied people of working age are not counted as unemployed if they're not looking for work. So, the good news is that we now have 4,400 people who were sitting on the sidelines, not looking for work, who are now working, and 1,000 more of them who are looking for work. This involves another statistic that I became aware of a few years ago, and I've been following that. These statistics are put out monthly by the federal government and the state of Iowa. We have what we call the employment population rate ratio. That's the number of employed people divided by the working age population. Nationally, that's 61%. In Iowa, it's 68.6%. So we're doing a lot better here in Iowa than they are nationally. Now, the significance of this and something you need to know, the working age people who are not working, that includes some disabled people, includes some students, includes some stay-at-home moms, but there are also able-bodied people who choose not to work. With our tight labor market, we need to do all we can to get more of these able-bodied people into the workforce. Thank you very much.
For what purpose does the senator from Dubuque, Senator Kelker, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
We have a special birthday today. My co-pilot, Michael, is celebrating his 22nd birthday, and we have homemade cookies here. So if you're in for a treat and like to wish him a happy birthday, please feel free to stop by the desk.
There being no other senators, yeah, let's, happy birthday. I'm sure the applause was for you and not for the cookies. There being no other senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will caucus briefly in room 22. I move the Senate adjourn until Tuesday, January 28th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Tuesday, January 28th at 9 o'clock a.m.